Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Here we are with Aberdeen manager Stephen Glass, telling us what it was like playing under Tony Mowbray, who completely changed Stephen's attitude to preparing for football, in a youthful and very entertaining Hibs team. What were the first things that he did with you as a group that you? Because if I'm not wrong, you had Riordan, and you presumably had a young Scott Brown.
Yeah.
I don't know if O'Connor was in the scene there.
Gaz
or not.
Was there as well. With Riordan, O'Connor,
Whitaker,
Kev Thompson, Scott.
Good player, Kev Thompson.
Dave Murphy came. Boozlin, who was brilliant, came.
Yeah.
Gary Caldwell came. Gary Smith was still a good player.
Gary Caldwell playing out from the back, which is very fashionable now, but probably wasn't called that then.
Yeah, no, it was just guys could pass it. That was it. Stevie Fletcher came through.
People like us have fucked it up for everybody with their terminology and making up phrases and stuff like that. That Guardiola would be also an idiot, man.
Yeah, but no, it's we had a good team, but Tony found a way to get the best out of that group of players.
But like, if you could be specific about what began to change, because you said prior to Saturday he was the first one to say to bring in aspects of strategy, tactics.
Yeah.
What changed?
Starting to drip feed in on a Monday, this is what's happening on Saturday. Before video on that, really, as well. There's not a lot of video. But you're playing Inverness, he's talking about their back four, how they are, this is how they'll sit, here's how we score goals. It was all about us. Going to play Celtic, I remember, and he's saying their fullbacks are good on the ball, but we're just going to leave three up the pitch. Let's see how good they are, how brave they are. Because I was in the midfield with, I can't even remember, Boozy at the time probably. And when we win it, it's Riordan and it's O'Connor. I think Dean Shields was playing as well. I think we played two wingers and a centre forward. He said, don't come back, you three up front. Let's see if they commit bodies forward.
These, I know you're paraphrasing, but these sound like nuggets of information which A, are clear, B, easy to remember, and C, they carry a conviction about it. Because even if you're saying this is how we're going to score, deep in the message there is we're going to score.
Yeah, and if you do these things, you can win. You know, like, let's not go there and see if we'll not get beat. If we defend right, there's the spaces, here's how we score goals. And we went to Rangers and won 3-0 twice in a season. We went to Celtic and won 3-1, went to Tynecastle and won. The team was good. We got beat at home, I can't even remember, but first game we got beat at home off Kilmarnock, deflected free kick, and normally you're waiting for the manager to go mental. He didn't. He's like, keep playing like that, we'll win plenty.
He was happy with the performance. What he'd seen, the result. Never mind, put this result aside, I can see that you were doing it right.
Yeah, he's big on performance level. So you keep that performance level, you're going to win games. Don't panic.
See, that's the consistency that you've talked about that builds a relationship. Because you go out and do what he says, you get beat and he hammers you. You're like, well,
Did what he asked me. And he was good at that. Very good.
A lot of managers don't have the self-possession to do that.
It's the courage of their own convictions as well. Here's how we're going to play. This is us. And we'll trust it. And I think if you keep changing as well, players smell it a mile off. And it's now you don't know what you're doing.
I often describe, it's a horrible image, but like if you were in a swimming pool full of sharks, a swimming pool, not a sea, tiny drop of blood,
I've often said I think that's what dressing rooms in football are like.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Definitely.
He's bullshitting that.
Definitely.
Then you're done.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. And I think this happens less, I suppose, when you're in a position now. But at Atlanta, a couple of the players probed a little bit, I think, to see if I knew what I was doing, which was all right. And I actually was quite glad they did, because it gave me an opportunity without being, I'm coming in to do this. They poke a little question, try to be smart arse, like in a meeting or a video, and straight away you got an answer. It's, yeah, what's the problem?
And that spreads through the ranks a lot.
Yeah, because the players know as well, or that one's asking the question because he's the one that's going to, and they all, there's wee fractions there anyway, but they would know when he asks a question that's not for the group. It's to poke the manager and see does.
And look, boys, I've got a manager on my.
Yeah, yeah. So it was like, we went through to the coaches' room after, and the boys and the staff were like, what's that question about? I said, I know what the question is about. Yeah. It's all good. I'm glad it came.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.